Gates and Next. Bill Gates was not a soulmate. Jobs had convinced him to produce software applications for the Macintosh, which had turned out to be hugely profitable for Microsoft. But Gates was one person who was resistant to Jobs's reality distortion field, and as a result, he decided not to create software tailored for the Next platform. Gates went to California to get periodic demonstrations, but each time he came away unimpressed. The Macintosh was truly unique, but I personally don't understand what is so unique about Steve's new computer, he told Fortune. Part of the problem was that the rival titans were congenitally unable to be deferential to each other. When Gates made his first visit to Next's Palo Alto headquarters in the summer of 1987, Jobs kept him waiting for a half hour in the lobby, even though Gates could see through the glass walls that Jobs was walking around having casual conversations. I'd gone down to Next and I had the Odwalla, the most expensive carrot juice, and I'd never seen tech offices so lavish, Gates recalled, shaking his head with just a hint of a smile. And Steve comes a half hour late to the meeting.